In Jamestown, North Dakota, you will find a grand old courthouse that was an important part of the statehood process. The fact this courthouse is still here is thanks to one woman's efforts to not allow history and the beauty of this building to be taken from the landscape. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. This is Andrew McRae, reminding you of a great trip we are taking this summer with you, our listeners. Join us August 3rd through 12th as we fly to Calgary, Canada. We'll take in the amazing scenery around Jasper and Banff and even take a ride to the top of a glacier. Then we experience Sleeper Plus service aboard Via Rail's historic Canadian train to Vancouver. We'll make agricultural stops like Bouchard Gardens and Golden Ears Cheese Crafters. We'll take a ferry ride to beautiful Victoria as well. Don't miss out. Call 800-826-2266 for more information or just click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com. How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
The year was 1888. Jamestown, North Dakota was supposed to be the capital of the newly formed state of North Dakota. However, Alexander Mackenzie was able to route the selection committee to Bismarck, where he offered land. Jamestown, meanwhile, still bears the marks of what was to be.
The northwest part of the town is still called Capitol Hill. That's where they plan to put the capitol.
Stephen Reedburn oversees the 1883 Historic Courthouse State Historic Site. This is where the Constitutional Convention was held, and it would have been the first Capitol building. A fire later damaged the walls of the structure, but the town had a unique way to cover the scars.
They covered the entire building with pressed tin, starting with the lower offices and then progressing. The last place they did was the courtroom. And the whole building is pressed tin, and it's the largest collection of pressed tin in North Dakota, if not the United States.
The grand old courthouse eventually gave way to a newer structure, and the status of this gem was in question.
In 1981, the county decided they were going to abandon this building. One night, they came in and they tore down the sheriff's house, which was on the corner of the block, and Mary Faith Young found out about it. And so the next morning, she came over here, stood on the front steps with the machines out front ready to tear the building down. And she said, "Over my dead body, you're not tearing this building down."
Mary Young mobilized a group called Project 83 to save the building.
She got the State Historical Society director at that time, Mr. Sperry, to come up with a document that stated that the county could not tear the building down. It was historic in value.
And today, the courthouse is a state historic site, the place where the Constitution of North Dakota was signed, and the place where most thought the state capital would be. Traveling the countryside in Jamestown, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.